views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving a purchased education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
And a great big hello and happy Monday morning, everyone. I hope you had a great weekend. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us for the next hour and every Monday morning and start your week off with guests that are here to help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you face as a parent, teacher, or that important person in the life of a young person so that you can guide kids to that place of happiness and well-being. If you want to learn more about me, your host, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, or you simply can go to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. And when you get there, you can sign up for my newsletter, and you'll also receive my gift to you, my 30-day creation planner. And you can use this with your kids. You can use this for yourself to deliberately create an awesome life of well-being and super confidence. And while you're there, you can even send me a message about topics that you would like me to address on this show. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So please get in contact with me and let me know what's going on with you within your community, with your kids, and I will make a show and address just that. We have a great show for you today because we're going to be addressing the issue of bullying, which has everyone's attention today in one way or another. My guest is the world's most serious critic of the anti-bullying movement. And let me tell you, I've spoken to many, many people about this topic, and I've read about this issue over and over again, and no one understands it like my guest, Izzy Kalman. You have to hear his message and spread it. So my guest, Izzy Kalman, is creator and director of Bullies to Buddies, a system for teaching the practical application of the Golden Rule to reduce aggression and create harmony. He has been the world's most vocal critic of the anti-bullying movement and has been warning for the past 13 years that it is bound to fail and cause an increase in bullying. Increasing talk of an epidemic of bullying has been validating his prediction. Izzy is a nationally certified school psychologist and psychotherapist with over 30 years experience. He developed an approach for teaching kids and adults how to turn their losing situations into win-wins without anyone's help. It weaves time-honored psychological principles into a fun role-playing game that can turn a person's life around in as little as one session. He has written books and produced videos and audio programs for solving interpersonal problems. He writes a Psychology Today blog, a psychological solution to bullying, and runs the website www.bullies2buddies.com. That's the number two, bullies2buddies.com. Over 40,000 mental health professionals and educators have attended his full-day seminars on bullying and anger control. His articles appear in many publications, and he is often interviewed on bullying by the news media. That is certainly a bio. So welcome to the show, Izzy.
Julie, thank you so much for the wonderful introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I'm excited to have you here. So, Izzy, every single person, no matter their age, has experienced what is now defined as bullying, whether they've experienced it as a kid, in the workplace, or even amongst their own friends. So, you know, why do you think today bullying is such a major issue that we hear about? You know, horrific things like kids committing suicide, like in the latest case with Canadian teenager Amanda Todd. Why has bullying grown to such an epidemic proportion?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure it's really grown tremendously. But what we're doing isn't helping. If anything, it's making it a little bit worse. We've just discovered that it's a problem that happens all over. And the more you look for it, the more you see it. But to some extent, I think society's also making it worse for a couple of reasons. You know, one reason is when there's a saying in parenting that if you pay attention to negative behavior, you're going to get more negative behavior. Because what you do is you give that behavior power. You're paying attention to it, you give it power, so whoever does it is going to do it more. If you pay attention to bullying, you're going to get more bullying. But, you know, this is essentially how it works. Julie, let's say you and I are kids in school, and you've been bothering me. And I learned that this is bullying. You're not allowed to bother me. So I tell the teacher on you. You get sent to the principal's office for bullying me. And they investigate you, and they meet with your parents. Is that going to make you like me better?
No way, Izzy. I'm going to have a real problem with you. I'm not going to like you at all.
Yeah, so you're going to want to get revenge against me. First of all, you're going to try to prove to the school that I'm the bad guy and you're the good guy. So now I have to make a case that you're the bad guy and I'm the good guy. So the hostilities escalate and my parents want the school on my side and your parents want the school on your side. So what began as a problem between the two of us escalates into a feud between families, and the school has to play judge in the middle. So the hostilities escalate during this investigation and interrogation and punishing process.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. And a second reason that the anti-bullying education is increasing bullying is that kids are being taught that there are all kinds of behaviors they shouldn't tolerate. They shouldn't tolerate name-calling. They shouldn't tolerate eye-rolling. They shouldn't tolerate anybody talking about them behind their back. So whenever these things happen, they become more upset. I'm being bullied. They're not allowed to do that to me. Mm. And when you get upset, then it makes the bullying intensify.
Yeah, so it's like we're raising kids to be ultra super sensitive to anything that could be negative, which
exactly.
Is, you know, kids roll their eyes, they do these things, it's part of growing up, but now we're telling them to be ultra sensitive towards what other people say, and you know, it's more important to focus on what other people think about you than what you think about yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and all of this energy that we're putting towards bullying, it's taking so much energy away from the solution, and also it's taking energy away from academics and teaching in the classroom.
Exactly. About a week ago, I was talking to a bullying coordinator in a school in New Jersey, and I asked her how much time does she have to spend, or does she spend on investigating a bullying complaint? Because now it's her job to investigate every incident of bullying. She tells me the ordinary cases take about 6 to 8 hours. A more intensive case can take 12 hours. Has anybody bothered to think how much those hours cost?
Yeah.
And what a teacher can do with 10 hours?
Right.
In 10 hours, I can teach a whole school how to stop being bullied. And meanwhile, they're spending that amount of time just investigating an incident, and the investigation process intensifies the hostilities.
Right. And we're escalating the idea of blame and judgment with this, you know, with these investigations and pointing fingers, and you know, that's just something that, like you said, when you focus on something, you're going to get more of that. And you know, last week I had Laurie Pietro on, and we talked about transforming blame, shame, and judgment. And this anti-bullying movement is doing just the opposite. We're teaching our kids to blame one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Teaching people to think of others as bullies. And bully is not a scientific diagnosis. It's a judgment.
Mm.
That's the bad guy, the evil person, the perpetrator.
Yeah. You know, I totally agree. And you know what? When we come back, we're going to take a break in just a few seconds. But when we come back, I want to really get into this and talk about what really is wrong, really what's wrong with this anti-bullying psychology, and why others don't see what's wrong with anti-bullying. You know, what's going on there? So when we come back, we're going to look into this issue of anti-bullying in depth. And Izzy, you're going to tell us everything you know and everything that you know that's been working with the schools that you go and present at. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Izzy. You don't want to miss this.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and my guest today is Izzy Kalman, who's the world's most serious critic of the anti-bullying movement. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Izzy. So Izzy, can you give us your contact information?
Yeah, well, my email address is Izzy, I-Z-Z-Y, at bullies2buddies.com, and that's bullies2buddies with the number 2 in the middle. My office phone number is 718-983-1333. 718-983-1333.
Great. And your website?
It's bullies2buddies.com.
Yeah, definitely.
Again,
go.
The number 2 in the middle. Now, if you make a mistake and you write T-O, you know, bullies, T-O, buddies, you'll still get to the website. But the official address is bullies2buddies.com with the number 2 in the middle.
Great, great. And I encourage everyone to go and check out his website. There's great information on there for you and for your kids, and it really will help them. So, Izzy, I'd like to talk about what you see is wrong with the anti-bullying psychology. Let's really get into it here.
I mean, the truth is there are many things wrong with it. I wrote a long article discussing in detail, I think, about 14 different aspects that's wrong with the psychology behind it. What they've taken is all aggressive behavior, anything that anybody doesn't like to be done to them, and they call it bullying. So it's taken over the entire field of aggression. But most aggression is not committed by people who think like bullies. The most serious and frequent aggression is caused by people who think like victims. If you study psychotherapy, you learn that most problems in life are caused by a victim mentality. If you think like a victim, you're going to be victimized. Mm. But things like, you know, we're trying to teach everybody how to recognize a bully. But the thing is, the very behaviors that are being called bullying are also committed by people who feel like victims. And some behaviors are strictly victim behaviors. There are 3 signs by which you can be certain that a person feels like a victim. One of them is anger. Julie, do you get angry when people or things go your way or they act against you?
When things don't go my way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we only get angry when people or things act against us.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're angry, we feel like we're a victim. And for the listeners in the audience, pay attention to your own life. Whenever you're angry, it's because you don't like the way you're being treated. You feel like you're a victim when we get angry. Another victim mentality, or another victim behavior, I should say, is hatred. You know, Julie, do you hate somebody because they're doing things your way or because you feel they're doing things against you?
Oh, it's when they're against me that causes the hate to come up.
Exactly. We don't hate people who do things our way or who we like. We only hate people because we think they're hurting us in some way. They're doing things, they're ruining our neighborhood, they're destroying the moral fabric of our society. Whenever we hate people, it's because we feel victimized by them in some way.
Right.
And revenge. When do you commit revenge, Julie? Or when does a person carry out revenge?
When they're angry, when they feel like a victim, you have to get back at
somebody.
Someone.
Exactly. You get back at somebody. Somebody does something bad to you and you get revenge. But the field of bullying calls anger and hatred and revenge bullying. But it's not bullying behavior, it's victim behavior. This whole system is designed to make bullies look like demons and victims look like angels.
Right.
Because in the system, victims can't do anything bad, because when a victim does something bad, it's called bullying. So we think bullies do it. And that's why the experience of so many schools, when they conduct their bullying investigations, the alleged bully insists they're a victim. What are you talking about? They're starting with me. You don't know. Mm. They're calling me bad names. They're rolling their eyes. They're talking about me behind their back.
Right.
So, you know, the schools think, oh, it's, you know, it's so simple. You find out who the bully is. You find out who the victim is. And everybody claims they're the victim.
Right. And sometimes the victim, the kid that might be the bully, let's say, according to these anti-bullying laws, might not be bullied by the kid in class that he's picking on, but he might have a situation at home where his dad is constantly picking on him. So in order for him to feel more empowered, he thinks, well, if I go and do this behavior to someone else, I'll feel better about myself. But isn't that a victim? Isn't he coming from victim mentality?
Exactly. The worst behavior that people exhibit is because they feel victimized.
Right.
They take it on other people.
Right. So you know, do you see, I know you go to a lot of different schools, and before you go into these schools and give your seminars, do you see them talking a lot about empowering kids?
I'm not so exactly sure what you're asking. Do I see who talking about empowering kids?
The schools, you know, because you do so much research on bullying, and, you know, it seems that there isn't a lot of focus on empowering our young people, but rather punishing the bullies.
Yeah, the schools are into protecting children from bullies and apprehending and, you know, punishing the bullies or reforming them. Now, some places have a more enlightened idea. Instead of punishing the bully, they want to, like, do therapy with the bully so the bully will turn into a better person. But it's all focused on the bully as being the bad guy who has to be changed. But people don't think they're the bad guy. Everybody thinks they're the good guy, and the other one is the bad guy.
Right, because the truth of it is that everything that we all do, no matter who we are, we're doing it because we think it's going to make us feel better in some way. So we think we're right in our behaviors.
Yeah. Human beings have an incredible ability to justify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a famous psychologist named Leon Festinger who made the theory of cognitive dissonance. It means that when we're doing things that are contrary to our core beliefs, we justify our behavior so that we won't feel cognitive dissonance, so we won't feel hypocrites. We're doing things that are against our values, where we find ways of justifying ourselves. And human beings are masters at justifying themselves. Look at any two conflicts, and any conflicts going on. Now, it's been bothering me my whole life, this conflict between the Jews and the Arabs in the Middle East. Listen to each side. Each side makes a very convincing case how they're the good one and the other one is a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I remember, you know, my whole life working with people. If I work with children and parents that are angry with each other, each one makes a very convincing case how they're the good one and the other one is a bad one.
Right, and with these laws, aren't we putting the schools in a very tough place because they have to pick who's right and who's wrong?
Exactly. Now, it's a very good point. Schools are so eager to have these anti-bullying laws. They think if they just have an anti-bullying law, they're going to be able to make bullying disappear. An anti-bullying law does not make bullying magically disappear. It holds the school legally responsible for making the bullying disappear. And the research shows that the things that the schools are being required to do don't work. So they're being required by law to do things that don't work, and they're held responsible for it not working.
Right, and that's just, it can't work because it's not just in the confines of the school building. I mean, bullying takes place online now. How are the schools going to be held responsible for what one kid says online or, you know, over the weekend to another kid? Why is that the school's responsibility? It's something that they just cannot, no matter how hard they try, they're not going to be able to squash that.
Exactly. And in fact, when they try to squash it, it usually makes it worse, because when the school gets in the middle, each side wants the school on their side. So they become prosecuting attorneys against each other, trying to get each other in trouble with the school. So the hostilities escalate.
Right. Well, you know, I've seen in my years of teaching so many times where what looked like the bully, like you were saying, turned out to be the kid that was being picked on first, and he was just trying to get revenge. And, you know, from my perspective, it's not teaching kids skills that really are going to help them, not only today as their adolescents, as their kids, but as they become adults, because they need to learn skills that really will help them feel empowered and know how to deal with these issues, because people will bully each other in work. So when we come back, I want you to talk about if there's a reliable way to solve this problem. So stay with us on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and we will continue our discussion on bullying with my guest, Izzy Kalman. Stay tuned.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire, bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life.
Get 6 months of free payments and register to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is giving you 6 months payment-free during the month of December and giving you a chance to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease. Check out these deals. A new Ford F-150 for $269 per month, a new Mazda 3 for $129 per month, a new Hyundai Sonata for $129 per month, or a Volkswagen Jetta $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from, and America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And a free iPad when you buy one of their pre-owned vehicles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. That's no payments for 6 months, and register to win a new Volkswagen Jetta 24-month lease. The drawing is Saturday, December 29th at 3 p.m. Must be present to win. Details at centralautogroupct.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Maximum monthly payment, $300.
Central Auto Group.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships with our huge Black Friday and More sales event going on now at Bob Valenti Auto Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, home of Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. Discounts and savings up to $10,000. 0% finance for up to 72 months. 1,000 vehicles available. New vehicle payments at $189 a month. Sign, then drive with no money down. Commercial buyers, buy a new Ford Super Duty and receive a Fisher 8-foot plow at no charge to you. We take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, campers, anything. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. 1 hour delivery. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. And remember, if I can't beat the competitor's price by $500, I'll give you $1,000 cash back. Always get the Valenti value, trust, integrity, and enjoyable experience with 86 years in business. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you, and just smile.
Great deals on American wheels.
Bob Valenti's Auto Mall.
You'll find it all. Bob Valenti's Auto Mall.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire, bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my city.
And we're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I have my amazing guest, Mr. Izzy Kalman, here talking to us about the topic of bullying. So, Izzy, with all of this going on with bullying, it just seems that the more that we have anti-bullying laws, the worse the problem seems to get. The more kids that are claiming they're being bullied, we hear about it in the news. It just, to me, does not seem like it's working whatsoever. So really, is there a reliable way to solve the problem of bullying?
Now, the reason we're having a hard time finding the solution to bullying is because this word bullying wasn't used before the way it is now. Now, bullying used to be a very limited thing. Now, give me your lunch money, I'll beat you up after school, or just, you know, beating up a, you know, kid for the heck of it. But now all negative behavior is being called bullying. But since it's called bullying, we're going to the research on bullying and the literature on bullying, and we're finding things that are very different from what's been taught before about dealing with these same things. It's just that these things weren't called bullying before. It used to be called hostility, aggression. Human beings have been trying to figure out how to deal with hostility forever. And it's called wisdom. The solution to bullying and to life's problem is called wisdom.
Yes.
Or philosophy. Philosophy means the love of wisdom. Philosophers, religious leaders have been teaching people how to deal with hostility forever. And the solutions have been known for thousands of years.
So what's that solution?
The best way to define it is the golden rule. The term "the golden rule" is relatively new. It was, made up like a couple of hundred years ago. But the idea has been around for thousands of years. Aristotle taught it. Jesus taught it. All wise people taught it. What the golden rule says is, treat others the way you want them to treat you. Now, everybody knows that saying, but they don't really understand what it means. They think it means it's important to be nice to people. And even today, you know, most bullying experts are citing the golden rule as the solution to bullying. And they're right, it is the solution, but they don't understand it, which is why they're failing. We're trying to convince everybody to be nice to each other, with the hope that if we can just convince everybody to be nice, there'll be no bullying. The problem is, what do you do when people aren't nice to you? That's the problem. Mm. We're being taught all the time, you should be nice to people, you shouldn't bully anybody. So when somebody does it to us, how do we react? They have no right to treat me that way. They're supposed to be nice to me. I'm nice to everybody. How dare they treat me that way? How dare they bully me? So what happens is we get angry. We want revenge. What the golden rule really comes to teach us is to be nice to people even when they're mean to us. It's easy to be nice to people when they're nice to us. The challenge is to be nice to people when they're mean to us. And that's what the golden rule is for.
Like the ancient wisdom, love your enemies.
Exactly. Because if you love your enemy, they're no longer your enemy.
So when a kid is being bullied, let's say they're walking down the hallway in school and a couple friends, you know, laugh at the kid because, you know, he doesn't know how to dress, or, you know, he has a funny hairstyle, or he's a nerd in math class, and they just, you know, snicker at him. How do you love that enemy? What do you do so the bullying stops?
It's important to realize, well, first of all, it's important to teach the kid both the theory, you know, the idea of how to solve the problem, and also practically how to do it. But it's important to realize there's a purpose for this snickering. There's a purpose for stigmatization, you know, for making fun of people. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. And it happens all over the world. All groups make, you know, fun of other kind of groups, stigmatizes other groups. Now, today, we're trying to get rid of stigma, but we're stigmatizing bullies. The purpose of stigma or of making fun of people is to get them to stop doing what they think is wrong. That's the biological purpose of stigma, of ridiculing people. You make fun of them to get them to change. It doesn't mean they're right about what they're doing. But right. if I dress really funny and you snicker at me, it's really Mother Nature's way of pushing me to dress better. If I won't dress so foolish, people won't laugh at me.
Okay. So
I'm not saying what they're doing is nice, but that's the purpose of it.
And a way of... Go ahead.
Yeah. So if I tell myself that the reason you're snickering at me is because I dress funny, I can either decide that I'll try to dress better, or I'll tell myself, okay, they think it's funny, that's perfectly okay. You know, I'm not perfect. I like to dress this way. If they like to laugh, it's okay.
Right.
The important thing is not to get upset by it.
So it's to learn to either, you know, better yourself in the way that, hey, you know, I can become, like, let's say you're overweight. Like you're saying, it's not right, but at the same time, you can say, hey, you know what? I'm sick of being made fun of by kids calling me fat. Hey, this is going to make me really want to take charge of my life and go to the gym, eat healthy. And hey, at the end of the day, you won because you
right.
became healthy. Or feeling really comfortable with yourself by saying, hey, I may dress this way, but you know what? That's me, and I love myself.
Yeah. Now, by the way, regarding obesity, you know, a lot of people get picked on because they're overweight, and it causes terrible misery to the kids. But I read several articles, different articles, about people who were morbidly obese, and they said people were making fun of me, so eventually I decided to go on a diet, and I lost hundreds of pounds. If nobody made fun of them, they might still be morbidly obese or maybe even dead.
All right.
But kids can be taught to deal with it. Now, let's say you're overweight and you're being called fatso.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're being called fatso because you're overweight. It only looks that way. The real reason you're being called fatso is because you get upset when you're being called fatso.
Right.
I can weigh 500 pounds. If you make fun of me and I get upset, you're going to keep on calling me fatso. If I don't get upset, you'll stop after a while. It'll be no fun. On the other hand, I can be anorexic. If you call me fatso and I get upset, you're going to keep on calling me fatso.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it doesn't really have to do with my particular traits. The real
mm-hmm.
reason I get picked on over and over again is because I get upset when I'm picked on.
Yeah. And you know that when I was in elementary school, my cousin, who's a year older than me, and we grew up like brothers and sisters, and I was a very thin kid, you know, and he would call me fatso. He looked at my class picture, and there was a really obese girl in the picture. He goes, look at you. You're just as big as her, fatso. And I would start screaming at him, I am not fat. He would call me fatso all the time. And that was the most ridiculous thing because I was such a skinny kid. So that's exactly what you say is true. It's because it bothers you.
And, you know, it's so easy to teach kids how to deal with it. And, you know, kids can get this. They're smart enough to get this. But let's do a demonstration for the listening audience. Let's say I'm overweight and I want you to call me fatso. And don't let me stop you.
Okay.
You know, don't let me stop you from calling me fatso.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Izzy, you're so fat. What's up?
I'm not fat.
Look at you.
Don't laugh. I'm not fat.
Hunka chunka.
I'm big boned, but I'm not fat.
What's your mom feeding you?
Don't talk about my mother. I eat good food. I'm not fat. I'm just big boned.
Big bone, big fat bones.
It's not fat bones. I'm just big boned. It's not my fault. There's nothing wrong with me. Okay, good job. Julie, is this going to make you want to stop calling me fat? So
no, because I'm having fun.
Yeah,
at your expense.
Laughing. You know, I get upset and you're laughing. You know, we think that it's evil to enjoy making fun of people. You enjoyed it. You were laughing when I was getting upset.
Right.
Now we're going to do it again. Call me fatso, and this time I'm going to treat you like a friend.
Hey, fatso.
Oh, you notice I'm overweight.
Very much so. How could you not notice?
Yeah. I don't know what to do about it. How do you stay so skinny, Julie?
What are you talking about? I don't eat sticks of butter like you do.
You think I eat sticks of butter?
Well, you must. How do you get that fat?
Now, the truth is maybe my mother cooks a lot with butter, but I don't need a stick of butter. But you're so skinny. What, I mean, it's just because you don't eat butter that you're so skinny?
I don't know how I'm skinny. I just am.
Wow, I wish I could be.
Mm. Well, you can if you eat better. If you eat better.
You think so? You think it's what I eat that's
exercise,
causing
me to be
like?
Exercise.
Yeah. You know, I do exercise a bit, but it's kind of hard for me. But anyway, I'm going to talk to my mother. I'll see if maybe she can feed me stuff with less calories.
Dude, you got to do something.
Yeah, I don't like being like this either.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. It's much nicer and healthier to be skinny.
Well, you know what? We're going to continue with this role play in just a few minutes because we got to take a break, but I think something great is coming out with this. So stay with us. Hear the end of this role play on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
I wouldn't want to be anybody else.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Wouldn't want to be anybody else.
Hey, we're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I want to let listeners know how to get in touch with me. And also, the past couple of weeks, I've been mentioning that I'm offering a special session which will help, which I'm calling Tools for You and Your Family During Difficult Times, where 50% of the proceeds that are given or made from that session are being donated to Sandy relief efforts. So if you'd like to take advantage of this session with me, Tools for You and Your Family Through Difficult Times, what I'll be doing is providing you with practical and energy tools to alleviate stress, anxiety, and fear. And you can easily teach these tools to your kids. It's a great way to help you and your family. At the same time, you help our brothers and sisters that need our support. So to book a session with me, you can go to mindfocusgeneration.com or go to the contact page, or simply email me, julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. So we're back with my guest, Izzy Kalman. And before we went to break, we were doing two role plays. One where I was teasing Izzy about being fat. And then he was getting very angry. And the second, I was teasing him about being fat, and he didn't get so angry. So what happened there?
I didn't get angry at all. I was appreciating what you had to tell me.
And what does that do?
Okay. You know, we talk about bullies and victims, or bullies and targets. I teach that it's much more helpful and scientifically objective to think in terms of winning and losing. In the bully-victim dynamic, the bully is winning, which is why the bully feels good, and the victim is losing, which is why the victim is miserable. The first time we played the game, I was getting angry at you. Shut your mouth. You can't talk to me like that. Don't call me fat. There's nothing wrong with me. Did that make you want to stop insulting me?
No way. It's too much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. You want to keep on doing it. And who is winning?
Oh, me, for sure.
The second time we played the game, was it fun to keep on calling me fat, though?
No, because I wasn't getting energy from you. I wasn't getting a reaction.
And who was winning the second time?
You were, because you were getting me to just talk to you.
Yeah. The truth is, there was no loser. Nobody was losing the second time.
Right.
It was a win-win situation. I'm treating you like a friend. I'm talking to you about my weight. You're giving me advice about how I can lose weight. I'm thanking you for it. And which way are we more likely to end up being friends?
Oh, the second way.
Yeah, the first way, we're enemies. You put me down, I'm angry at you. We're going to have no positive relationship. The second way, we can be friends. Just because I'm overweight, you're not going to be my friend. I'm nice to you. I respect you. I wish I could be skinny like you. You're giving me advice. So the difference is, the first time, I was treating you like an enemy for insulting me, and the second time like a friend.
Right.
The second time was a win-win situation.
Right.
Now, yeah. Now, there's another way that you can handle insults by using humor. I'm not an expert at teaching people how to respond with humor, but the following is a very simple way. And I've taught this to kids, and they love doing it. Again, make fun of me for being fat.
Hey, fatso, what's up?
Oh, you think I'm fat?
Yeah?
You should see my mother.
Izzy's mom is fat!
you should see my grandmother.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Man, your whole family is fat. You're hilarious.
thank you.
Oh, boy.
Now, what you do is you insult me. Insult about a family member, and it makes you laugh, but you realize you can't upset me.
Right. And the thing is, like, you look at comedians that they know they have whatever faults they have, you know, like, look at what's his name? Why is his name? The comedian that died from SNL. Chris Farley, thank you.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
He was a big guy, but, you know, he was so funny. And I'm not saying, you know, that it's okay to put yourself down. But when you use humor, you know, he's not getting picked on. People want to, you know, think he has a good personality, and
yeah,
they like him.
He used his weight as part of his success.
Yeah.
And his weight was part of his routine.
Right.
So he used it to his benefit. Now, of course, it's not healthy, and he ended up dying from it.
Right.
But you couldn't upset him with by calling him fat. So he
right.
used it as a positive.
So now he's empowered because he's not worried that these kids are going to make fun of him. So he's not feeling as bad. So he feels more comfortable going to school and around his peers. And then if he thinks, you know what, my weight really is bad, he could feel more self-confident in himself to go and do something about it.
Right. Now, I want to give you a saying from Sid Caesar. Are you old enough to know who Sid Caesar was?
No.
Okay, you're too young. In the early years of television, in the 1950s, Sid Caesar was a famous comedian. He was on a lot of TV shows. He was a comedy writer. And he said, learn to laugh at yourself, and you'll find yourself laughing at things that would make other people cry. Learn to laugh at yourself. You'll find yourself laughing at things that would make other people cry. It means if you can laugh at yourself, it becomes very hard for anybody to hurt you.
Mm.
Now, Julie, what does it mean to be able to laugh at yourself? You know, an emotionally healthy person has to be able to laugh at themselves.
Yeah.
Because we're not perfect. But anyway, this is what I teach about how to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, and that's great because we take things way too serious.
Exactly.
And that's with this anti-bullying. Everything's so serious to the, you know, umpth degree. It's like, oh, we're walking on eggshells as we walk into our classrooms and into
that's
our
right.
schools.
That's right. Today we're trying to force everybody to make believe that everybody is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's wrong with them, we have to make believe that they're perfect. It's not healthy for us, either as a society or as individuals, to make believe that everybody is perfect.
Right.
But anyway, for the listener's benefit, I want to explain, you know, how you learn to laugh at yourself. It involves realizing that nobody's perfect and you don't have to be perfect. Julie, do you know a perfect person?
Besides myself?
Besides yourself, yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody's perfect. It turned out that not even Tiger Woods is perfect.
Right, right.
Or right. maybe so perfect that everybody wants to have sex with him.
Right, right. You know, and that's just
that
in our minds. That's just in our minds, our own insecurities, that everybody else is perfect but me. So, Izzy, you know, you have such great stuff here. And on your website, you have great PDFs that I've read. And there's just such wisdom in its simplicity. And I really think it could help so many kids and so many parents. So can you tell everyone what you have?
Well, my website, aside from having a tremendous amount of writings about bullying and what's wrong with the anti-bullying movement, and I also have detailed manuals for free that teach the solution to bullying. There's a free manual for kids that's called How to Stop Being Teased and Bullied Without Really Trying. I have a manual for parents and teachers called A Revolutionary Guide to Reducing Aggression Between Children. It explains in detail what happens when we try to protect children from each other and play judge and how we make it worse unwittingly. And I teach how to make things better very easily. I have a free manual for dealing with racism by using the golden rule.
Awesome. So we have about 30 seconds here, so why don't you give everybody the site?
Okay. BulliesToBuddies.com. It's with the number 2 in the middle, BulliesToBuddies.com. I also have video scenes on there. I have free recordings of webinars there. So I hope
awesome.
People will want to visit it.
So, yeah, please go to Izzy's site. Izzy, thank you for being here today. I had a lot of fun.
Julie, thank you for having me.
Anytime. I love you, and I love your work.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I had a wonderful time. Join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern. Next week on Teaching from the Heart, I'll have Jason Nelson, author of Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests
take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit mindfocusgeneration.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to